Okay, good morning, everybody, and happy Monday morning. Should be a good week for everybody. We're up to Tehillim Kuf Mem Gimel 143, so really coming basically our final week of Sefer Tehillim, and picking up where we left off yesterday in terms of David pleading for his life, and David was on the run. This mizmor challenges us to think about the claim to which David would stake his David's claim to life, how he would stake that claim. This was something, of course, as we're in a retrospective mode here, that all of us, thought about, in terms of pleading for life, personally and familially, and at the communal level, is exactly, what the nature of that claim was. And so David HaMelech lays out the really foundational principle here that is, motif through Sefer Tehillim, that we don't, and actually it goes back to Sefer Dvarim, even earlier than that, now when the Torah discusses the reason that, we're able to inherit the land of Israel, it's not Kochi Votzim Yadi, and it's not even our spiritual fortitude. Lo Vitzit Kaschal V'yosher Levavcha, Ki'im Berishas Hagayim Ha'ela, that it wasn't really a reflection of our standing. So David HaMelech articulates that right at the beginning here. Mizmor LaDavid Adonai Shema Tfilasi Hazinak Al Tachnunai Bemunascha Aneni B'Tzidkasecha. Hashem should answer me. Hashem should save me from all of my enemies. V'Al Tavo V'Mishpat Esavdecha Ki Lo Yitzdak Lefanecha Kol Chai. Right? I'm no different than anybody else in this way. Ki Lo Yitzdak Lefanecha Kol Chai. That no human being is able to really stand in righteousness before you. Nobody can stake their claim to, moral and spiritual perfection. So if that's true, so what right, do we have, to be able to ask God for life and for salvation and for protection? It's already implicit in this pasuk itself. Al tavo v'mishpat es avdecha, because I want to be your servant. And that's exactly, the motif that David HaMelech continues with as he asks and pleads with Hashem to protect him, from his enemies who have already given him up for dead. So let's, pick it up with Pasuk Zayin. Maher aneni Adonai kol sa ruchi al taster panecha mimeni v'nim shalti im yor devor. I've already been likened to those who have descended into the underworld. Hashmini v'boker chazdecha. In the morning, give me a sense of your chesed, of your kindness, that there will be life for me. Ki v'chava tachti. Hodini derech zu adech ki elecha nasati nafshi. Lift up my soul to you and put all my trust in you. Hatzileni mevaya Adonai elecha chisisi. I've again put all my trust in you, and save me from my enemies. Lamdeni lasos ritzonecha, so that you may teach me to do your will. Ki ata lohai ruchacha tova. Tancheni be'eretz mishur. You should guide me in the straight path, in the goodness of your spirit. Here we have it. Leman shimcha Adonai techayeni. So do it for your own name's sake, because I want to serve you. So just as David HaMelech had articulated previously, since I want to be your servant, our claim to life is really staked on the idea that we want to be able to serve God. We want to be able to serve God, so we need to be living to do so. We have a principle, we say it during the Hallel, the Mizmorim of the Hallel, Lo Hamesim Yehallelujah Velo Kol Yardei Duma, that a person who's not living in this world may have all of the koras ruach, to quote from the Mishnah in Perkei Avos, that there is to be had. He may have all of the bliss of the next world, but they don't have the ability to perform Torah and mitzvos and to appreciate Hashem on that level, as an eved, as a servant. And that's the nature of David's claim. Lamdeni lasos ritzonecha ki ata lohai ruchacha tova. Tancheni be'eretz mishor, leman shimcha Adonai techayeni, for your name's sake, right? Asay leman shemecha, betzidkascha totzi mitzara nafshi, in your tzedakah, right? In your tzedek, not in my tzedek, as we go back to Pasuk Bet, al tavo v'mishpat esavdecha, ki lo yitzdak lefanecha kol chai. I don't have the tzedek, it's not my righteousness that is motivating this plea, but it's your righteousness, O God, and I want to therefore be able to serve you. V'chastecha, and therefore, in your chesed, you're manifesting chesed towards me because I might not deserve it, and frankly, nobody would deserve it. Ki lo yitzdak lefanecha kol chai, uvechazdecha tatzmid oivai, you should cut down my enemies, yavanta kol tzorei nafshi, ki ani avdecha, for I am your servant. So again, the idea of ki ani avdecha, Al tavo v'mishpat es avdecha. That's the motif of the mizmor, that to be able to serve God as a servant of Hashem. And that's what David HaMelech always aspired to be. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu was. Moshe is described as the Eved Hashem. And David HaMelech says that Al tavo v'mishpat es avdecha ki lo yitzdak lefanecha kol chai. I'm not claiming that I've perfected it yet, but lamdeini lasos v'tzunecha. I want to get better in this way. I want to grow in this way. I want to be able to achieve more than I have to this point. And that's really the idea of life, right? This world is a world of growth. And when we stake our claim to life in this world, it's because we believe we can grow and that we should grow and that we must grow and that we need to cultivate and develop our standing as Avdei Hashem, as servants and maidservants of God. And our retrospective mode and looking back on the many challenges that we had and the sense of pleading for our lives and petitioning for more life and for more time. So a big part of that was a sense that our work is not finished here. Of course, we all have personal motivations, but at the end of the day, it's Aseh Leman Shemecha. If we're asking Hashem, why he needs us here, it's because we want to be able to serve him in a certain sense. In Melech Belo Am, he can't be the king if there's no nation to serve him. And so we deeply wanted to have the capacity to do so. And in that respect, right, it's of particular importance for us to be able to express this idea of Al Tavo V'Mishpat Es Avdecha. It's specifically because I want to be your Eved that you should go light on me. Lo yitzdak lefanecha kol chai. Lamdeini lasos ritzonecha. Right, let us learn to serve you better. And that's exactly, how we formulated our petition in the great tradition of David HaMelech. Lo yitzdak lefanecha kol chai. It wasn't our own sense of righteousness, but our own sense of wishing to be righteous and to have more time to serve God. Lo hamesim yahaluluya velo kol yorde guman. If we're here studying Tehillim Kuf Mem Gimbal this morning, then it's both a reflection of divine kindness that he preserved us, and it's also a reflection, I think, of our own sincerity that we asked for life so that we should be able to serve him more fully. Wishing everybody a wonderful day and a wonderful week as we continue our march towards the end of Sefer Tehillim. Thank God for the second time.